Hello, welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voiceover Voice. I'm Peter Stewart. Subglottal pressure is what we're talking about today. What do we know about it? Okay, so sub is below. So this is the pressure below the glottis. Subglottal pressure. And a glottal stop is the stop, start airflow from your throat in a word such as uh-oh. Yeah, or when the word butter is said without the middle T's, butter. Yeah, or as I said at the start, getter rather than get a, better rather than better. Indeed, ironically, the word glottal also includes a glottal stop, glottal. Those sounds are made by closing and opening the vocal folds. So if you say butter in the usual way, and gently and slowly, and then without the T's, you should be able to feel the slight momentary resistance that your folds are under before air is allowed to flow again. Butter, as opposed to but-uh, yeah? And we also use subglottal pressure when we hold our breath as we push or pull. For example, in the gym, talking about this yesterday, or we lift something heavy, or more dramatically, we give birth. The pressure in the lungs helps tense surrounding muscles to give stability and strength, which makes exertion easier. That's a lot of strain on the small glottal valve and a lot of tension being held in the neck, and potentially, if continued, could lead to a sore throat and a headache, and possible vocal trauma, which is what we're going to be talking about tomorrow on Get a Better, Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voiceover Voice. Now, to make it clear, I'm certainly not making fun and I'm certainly not criticising people who use glottal stops at all. I'm just highlighting, because of course that is part of some people's dialects and accents, particularly well known perhaps in Cockney English, something like that. I'm just highlighting that the problems, potentially, that could maybe possibly be caused when you have subglottal pressure and you're using that glottal stop. And also it's something to bear in mind, if you don't want that accent and you want to have a different accent, or maybe, for performance reasons, you do want to have that accent and that's what you want to put on, this is what you need to be doing, and this is the potential problems that could be caused when you use the glottal stop in your vocalisation. Okay, that's it. Vocal trauma tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voiceover Voice continues from London. I'm Peter Stewart.